thank you for tuning in to the second episode of the Gabriel Prosa Project. This is your boy Kel. We got a little topic for you today that I was kind of debating to discuss, but you know, it's out there. And it's the quality of life. Everybody has all these different perspectives on, you know, religion and life. But what about just life? Let's separate all the other outside stuff and let's just talk about the quality of life, the compromises, the, you know, the things that we do for the quality of life. So get whatever you need, coffee, whatever, water. It's on you. I don't judge. Sit back. Let's go. We're back. So, when we talk about the quality of life, you know, there's so many branches on the tree that we could discuss, starting with religion, starting with health, starting with currency, economical, you know, quality of life. But what is up underneath all of that? What's the foundations of all of that? To me, all of that stuff is just window dressing. And don't get me wrong, because I'm not trying to push God out. I'm trying to bring the reality and truth of God in. Let's go back to a primitive state of quality of life. The most amazing thing that I could think of, and this was heavy on my heart, and this is a true story. I would leave my home every morning for a little span of time. And I take that back. It wasn't when I was leaving. It was when I was coming home from work, complaining about my job, the quality of life, having this job. Yes, I love it, but I don't feel like I'm fulfilling anything that I'm supposed to be fulfilling because I'm just going through the motions, being trapped in this matrix, working, thinking that, you know, you're going somewhere, but you're still in the same place like a hamster wheel. And I would see this gentleman sitting in front of 7-Eleven, homeless guy, always smiling, warm coffee in his hand. Picture this. Fatigues on. Those of you don't know what fatigues are, this army BDUs. Sitting down, crouched, reading his Bible. And I would look at him and I would feel sorrow. I would feel sympathy, empathy, all of those things. And then I would go home and be sorrowful because of the homeless man, and I complained about having to pay bills, about having to go to work, having to deal with everyday issues, tit for tats at home, tit for tat with the kids, etc., etc., etc. Complaining about those things and wanting to say, hey, you know what? I need to stop complaining because this guy's sleeping outside. For a week, day after day after day, I see this man. And then one day, I'm like, you know what? He's smiling, looking at me because he feels sorry for me. That's when it hit me. He feels sorry for us. This man has the freedom to come and go as he pleases. He can sit up here and read his Bible out in the open without being judged. He gets coffee. What's that? Cents on a dollar. He walks, talks to God. He's free to go where he pleases, sleep where he pleases, wake up where he pleases. He owes no bills to this crooked matrix system. He's not caught in the glamour of life. He's not trying to keep up with the Joneses, and his brain is not occupied with the stresses of life. Who should feel sorry for who? That's the question. The quality of life. We'll be back. Look out. Infractions are coming home. Principals are calling your house. Teachers are calling. the community is on your phone talking to you about the actions of your children. Let me tell you, it's happening every day. It's in every community. And I just want to reach out to you to tell you that there's a solution. A lot of kids have issues that they don't want to discuss with a medical doctor, a medical psychologist. When you hear the word psychologist, you think of insanity, straitjackets. Kids don't see themselves as being insane, but sometimes they feel like they are going insane. A child can never fix a child. Stop letting your children get information from other kids who are just as lost as they are, and reach out to someone who can really fix their mental state of mind. TOHI. T-O-T-H-I. It's called TOHI. T-O-T-H-I. Remember, it's teaching others to heal inside. If you have an issue at home with your young daughter, she's out there, she's being promiscuous, she's sneaking around, she's on social media, she's starting issues, and you don't know where to turn, reach out to Teaching Others to Heal Inside, Dr. Thelma Elisha Foster, who will help you and your family create a bond and a relationship that will smooth the soul and soothe the pain. TOHI, Teaching Others to Heal Inside, 817-832-8862. Again, that number is 817-832-8862. Don't wait till tomorrow to fix what you can fix today. And we're back. I hope you had time to recap on that question. You know, who should feel sorry for who? The homeless, should they feel sorry for us? Or should we really be feeling sorry for them? You know, it brings me back to a scripture in the Bible where it talks about the birds of the air not having any worries of the world, because no matter what, God has set things in this world up to provide them with everything they need. There's a branch everywhere on the ground. There's dead grass, leaves, you know, sticks, old clothing, etc., everywhere for a bird to make its nest. Anywhere they choose. They don't have to pay other birds taxes to build a nest in this tree. They don't have to pay us taxes to build a nest in our attic. Not even birds, all animals, insects. Matter of fact, if you're in Texas, you know we have, oh man, what do they call little geckos? They live in your lights. Do they pay you rent? No, because everything they need is provided for them, because that's the way the world is supposed to be set up. Unfortunately, man has created this false matrix where we are paying for everything. We pay for peace. Nothing is free. Not even salvation. Salvation is not free. You have to sacrifice things in this matrix to have salvation. Should that be? No. I've never seen a homeless person say, man, you know, it's going to be hard for me to keep myself saved with all this action I have out in the streets. No, they don't, because they're not plugged into this matrix. They're outside. You know what? I long to be unplugged from this matrix, because maybe my perspective on life and the quality thereof would be a whole lot different, because the quality of life is fixed in our brains through things that we listen to on the radio, things that we watch on TV. Look at our kids. Ask them what the quality of life is. Video games. Some of them cell phones, some of them interaction with females, some of them interaction with the same sex, because you know what? Yeah, I'm bringing that up too, because it's everywhere. The quality of life has been distorted. You can't watch one TV show without there being some same-sex couple. Now, some people's like, oh, Kale, you can't say that. You know, you can talk about anything else, but you can't talk about that. Man, look, we here. I mean, who you want to apologize to? Do you want to apologize to the world? Or do you want to apologize to God? You know, I'm not trying to be a martyr. I'm just trying to be real. It's the same thing with being a gangster. It's the same thing with being a trap house star. We banging back the drug game. It's cool to be in a trap house, because now we even have music called trap music. I didn't even know you had to have a theme song to be ignorant. The quality of life. And I say it again, you know, who should feel sorry for who? As I drive and I hold my hand to my steering wheel and I remember my older cars, you know, they got me from point A to point B. They weren't the classiest or the fanciest, but they did their job, you know, and then you get a new vehicle and now you're making payments. Although you do enjoy the new smell, every month you ask yourself, was my car really as bad as I thought it was? Because now I am using a lot of grocery money to keep myself in this automobile. The quality of life. And you know, who worries about the things that we worry about, like bills and all that other stuff? You know, ask yourself. I know rich people don't worry about it. They have their own worries, but their worries aren't mine. The quality of life? Example. I'll never forget this. Picture this. My son's sick. We're waiting in line for, you know, for the CVS or whichever, Walgreens, whichever it is, to get the medicine, right? So we're waiting in line. Okay, they're going to hurry up here in a minute. Lo and behold, it's taking them forever. And this car pulls up, little Beamer. And the lady reaches out. She says, hey, you know, I need to get my son's prescription, whoop-de-woo, XYZ, LMNOP. And they're like, okay. They asked for the birthday, her name, et cetera, et cetera. Long story short, the payment comes up. Mind you, I'm digging in my wallet looking for my insurance card because I know my payment is about to come up. And they say, well, ma'am, the cost of your prescription, and I think it was totaling somewhere around $350 to $400, right? The words that came out of this woman's life has been a focal point and a foundation for the quality of my life for 2018. Her response was, that's fine. You know what? I'm trying to get to the that's fine. Whenever something comes up in my life, I want to be able to say, that's fine. Whenever there's a bill that comes through and it's extremely high, I want to be able to say, that's fine. That's fine. Come on now. That's bird of the air talk. That's fine. Man, let me tell you something. If they had come to the window and said, Mr. Foster, your bill for your prescription is $400, I would have been like, hey, wait a minute. And not, that's fine. So, folks, I challenge you today. Get to that's fine. And don't tell me you a baller. Don't tell me you live in the highest quality of life. If you not on that's fine level, let all your tires blow out in the morning and you having to go call a discount tire. I want to hear you say, when they give you the cost to fix it, that's fine. Until you get to that's fine, save all of your Facebook videos, save all your Facebook sermons, all of that stuff, until you get to that's fine. Stop faking the funk, because today in 2018, we're going to have to start telling people how it is, because I'm going to tell you right now, I struggle paycheck to paycheck to make it. And a lot of people do. It ain't nothing wrong with saying we struggle, but we can't leave room for blessing when we acting like we're in a that's fine moment and we really in the hold up, wait a minute moment. Food for thought. We'll be back. Quality of life. I contemplate and I sit. I think that's what is wrong with the world. We are chasing the highest quality of life. We want to feel good all the time. I think that's what is the origin of the issues with the getting high and the kids doing drugs and, oh my God, they're eating Tide Pods. Quality of life. You know, it boils down to this. It's the haves and the haves not. The haves, their quality of life is set. They don't have a budget or standard. They just live and they have fun, but they are missing love from the quality of life. So they are constantly trying to buy love because they have. And the have-nots, well, they stay in the struggle. they do have a standard and a budget. They live inside of a realm, then that's box that they can't escape financially. But oftentimes, you find a vast amount of love and struggle. But unfortunately, in this new age we are in, love has disappeared from the haves and the have-nots. And now we have a world that is constantly and ever so greedy, selfish, and just self-centered and narcissistic, all in the name of the quality of life. We all want to live comfortable. We all want to have things. We all want to know what love is. It reminds me of that song, I want to know what love is. It's true. Everybody does. But we compromise and sacrifice so many things trying to figure out what that is and what it looks like, because it's not being taught from generation to generation. And we are creating generations who have life just misconstrued. And you know, I just want the highest quality of life. Just about the quality of life, not just living up under standards. I agree. Unplug yourself from this matrix, because the world is fake. But in the midst of you figuring out what that high quality is for your life, understand that love is the foundation, and not sexual, physical love, because that's what the world teaches. I'm talking about passionate love and understanding and actually caring for people without conditions. If you have those things, then you know what? You like the birds of the air. Nothing is impossible. Quality of life. You know, leave your comments. If you want me to keep going on quality of life, because we really can, because it's really a tree with many branches. You know, I might come back to it and have some special guests, and you know, but quality of life, you know, it's what is it? You know, so many people are leaving this earth early, and you look back and you think, you know, you're sitting in a service and you're like, man, I wonder what the quality of life was for that person. And in some services you hear wonderful things, in other services you hear not so many wonderful things. And it's all about quality of life. And then we have to understand, this is just the first part of our journey. There's another part. So while you're trying to, you know, enjoy these qualities of life, you know, understand that this is only the first part of the journey. This is your boy Kel. It's another segment of the Gray Will Proza Project. Man, I'm just, you know, an ex-North American slave mentally trying to free other slaves. This is a rebellion. But the slavery is not shackles on our body physically. The slavery is shackles on our mind. And I'm here to unlock you. This is the key. Tune in again. This is your boy. I'm out.